It is the long-standing issue in Australian politics that seems unable to be resolved. Last week, it was revealed that the Federal Liberal Party elevated the issue internally, announcing a special party room meeting scheduled for today to try and finally resolve the issue. Same-sex marriage is an issue that has divided the Liberal Party. After promising a plebiscite to resolve the issue at the last election, the bill was blocked in the Senate and a political stalemate has ensued, with Labor and the Greens pushing to pass a bill in Parliament, whilst the government has refused to budge on a plebiscite. Joining me on the phone this morning to discuss more on the issue is Lauren Foy, the co-convener of the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby.
Good morning, Lauren.
So what is the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby's position on a plebiscite or postal plebiscite to pass same-sex marriage?
We've been waiting for a long time for marriage equality, and now our politicians have the opportunity to make it a reality with a bill that reflects the hard work and extensive consultation that was undertaken by the Senate committee earlier this year. GLRL have always been opposed to a plebiscite, be that postal or alternative, and what we are asking for now that there is a bill provided by Senator Dean Smith, that the Coalition make a decision to move past their plebiscite position and allow for a free vote on the floor of Parliament as soon as possible.
Okay, so anecdotally, the same-sex marriage debate seems to have wide support, even within the Liberal Party. Do you anticipate that a party resolution on the issue will be resolved in the special party meeting today?
That remains to be seen, and that's a discussion that's to be had by the Liberal Party members at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So what I would encourage people to do, especially if you live in New South Wales, is to get in contact with your senators. So Maurice Payne and Arthur Sinodinos, we need to let them know that we support a parliamentary vote, and we need for them to communicate the wants and the wills of New South Wales constituents that we oppose a plebiscite and want for a conscience vote on the floor of Parliament.
And which electorates exactly are they in?
So they're senators covering New South Wales.
Yeah. So you can just email them through their website? Is that how that works?
You can email them through their website, but our suggestion would be just to pick up the phone and politely have a conversation with reception. So every phone call that's made to either a senator or an MP is logged, and that message does go through to the MP or the senator. So if any bill is going to be introduced, it obviously has to go through both houses, and we do want the support of the Liberal Party to allow a free vote, but it's really important that we communicate our wants and our wishes to those people in the party room that will be having that discussion this afternoon.
Okay, so, sorry, just, but we don't have to email, we just email the senators, not the House of Representatives at all.
You can email House of Representatives, can email the senators.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea to get in contact with your local MP.
Okay.
It's always a good idea to get in contact with your local MP about issues that are important to you. But we obviously need to have discussions with senators and MPs in reference to a members coalition party room decision, which will be contributed to by obviously MPs and senators alike.
Okay. Coming back to this debate again, is the gay and lesbian community tired of the politicking around the same-sex marriage issue?
Look, we've been lobbying for this since 2005. So when the then government changed the Marriage Act in 2004, GLRL set up a community campaign called the Sea of Hearts. We're a resilient community. We've always had to be, and there's no reason why we won't continue to be. However, we do understand that there are going to be ongoing impacts in terms of discrimination and vilification as a consequence of this constantly being in the media. And we know that there has been an increase in phone calls to places like QLife and Lifeline, especially from young people who are concerned about some of the dialogue and public narrative that is happening about their lives and their loves and their relationships. And it's really difficult when people see the arguments from the no camp in the public sphere. But what we do encourage is that everybody has the power of persuasion. And we do know that once a vote is held on the floor of Parliament, there will be substantive social changes as well. So we're looking towards the future, and we're looking forward to seeing that parliamentary vote had and held and passed so we can all move on with our lives.
Mm. So, what are some of the problems associated with a plebiscite or a postal plebiscite on same-sex marriage?
So the postal plebiscite has a lot of legal ramifications, and it's another stalling tactic, essentially. So there will most certainly be a court challenge on that, and there are also some concerns about the efficacy of it as well. In terms of a plebiscite, we received feedback from and included that within our Senate report when the Senate committee held their inquiry, which said that the Australian population did not favour a plebiscite under any circumstances. When the Australian people found out how much it was going to cost, that it would be non-binding and it would not shift any legislation around marriage, especially when we had members of the government come out and say that even if a plebiscite was to be supportive of marriage equality, that they would not support marriage equality anyway, it becomes, it adds insult to injury. And so essentially what we are asking is that the Liberal Party recommit to their Liberal Party values and to hold a conscience vote on the floor of Parliament as soon as possible.
Okay, well, thank you for that very much, Lauren Foy. We've got to leave it there.
No worries. Thanks for your time.